We got to the last three words of Tzadi Beis and Beis. The Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, going on to the next Amud, Gedolim Tzadikim Yosemim Malachim Asharei, so the Tzadikim are greater than Malachim. Shenemar, it says in Daniel, after they threw Hanani, Mishael, and Azariah into the fire, so then Nebuchadnezzar is looking down at the Kivshan, and he says, Anev Amar, he says, Ha'ana Chazi Guvrin Arba, I see four men, Shirayin, that are Sharin are not tied together, that are walking around freely. Mahalchin Bigo Nura, that are walking around within the fire. The Chaval Lo Isbehun, there's no Chaval, there's no cuts, there's no pain, nothing affected them. The Rave Di Ruvia Dima Lavar Elokun. And one of them, the fourth one, it looks like Malach Hashem. So the very fact that he calls the fourth one Malach Hashem, it should be the first one. How come he gave numbers to all them? Sounds like the Malach was considered in his eyes, in Nebuchadnezzar's eyes, the fourth one in the list of the great people, as opposed to Hanani, Mishael, Azariah, were greater than the Malach that was walking around with them. That Malach was Gavriel, who stayed within the fire with them in order to prevent them from being affected by the fire. So Amar Rabbi Tanchum Baruch Hanilai, Bishashi Yatsu Hanania Mishal Vazariah Mikivshanaish, when they came out of the fire, Baukol Umos Haulam Vitafhu, all of them came and started hitting Lisonim Shal Yisrael. They started hitting all the Rishayim, all the Jewish Rishayim, Alpanim, hitting them on the face. Because the ones who were bowing down to idols, they started hitting them. How could you bow down to idols? Look at these great Navim that we have. So Amru Lahem, so the Umos Haulam said to Bnei Yisrael, Yesh Lachem Eloka Kazeh, you have a God who's like this. Vatem Mishachem Letzelem, you have a God who is protecting three Nevi'im in the fire, and you're going to worship idols? Miyad Paschu Vamru. So then from that point, Am Yisrael started to say the Pasuk that appears in Daniel, L'cha Hashem Hatzdaka V'lanu Bosha Panim Kayom Hazeh. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the true God, and we're very embarrassed by what we did. So Amar Rabbi Yishmuel Bar Nachmani, Amar Rabbi Yonis on Maidich. So what does the Pasuk mean when it says in Shir Shirim, Amarti Ela B'tamar Ochaza B'sanisanav, that I will go up like a date, I'm going to hold on to San Sinav is a branch. What does this mean? So Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachmani Darshan's Amarti Ela B'tamar, I said I will go up like a date, Elu Yisrael, this is Yisrael, that's compared to dates. We have that in the Gemara. Sota tells us that just like a Tamar has a Lev Echad, so too Bnei Yisrael has a Lev Echad. And Ach Shavlo Allah Biyadi Ela Sintan. Even though I wanted all of Klai Yisrael to go together as one big date, but now only one branch, Echad, Sintan Echad, one branch came up, Shel Hananiah, Mishael, Vazariah, only a small, small snippet of all of Am Yisrael was Zocha to elevate like above the rest. So Amar Rabbi Yochanan, my dich, what does the pasuk mean in Zechariah when it says, Ra'isi halayla, I saw the night, v'nei ish rochev al susa adom, and a man was riding a red horse, v'hu omed al ben hadasim, and he was standing between the hadasim, asher b'metzula, that were in the depths. So then the pasuk goes on to say, it's not quoted in the Gemara here, it says, acharav afterwards, susim adumim sukim ulvanim, then the horses had red stripes and were white. So what's going on in the pasuk in Zechariah, my ra'isi halayla, what does it mean, I saw the night? Shebikesh HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lahafoch Es Kol HaOlam Kulo LaLaila. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to turn the entire world into night, to destroy it means. V'hinei Ish Rocheh, but there was a man who's riding. The Ein Ish El HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but the man, namely HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is called Ish, as it says in Az Yashir Shenemar Hashem Ish Mechama Hashem Shimo. So the man, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, was standing, he was riding rather, Al Sus Adam, he was riding a red horse. And Bikesh HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lahafoch Es Olam Kulo LaDam. He wanted to turn the entire world to blood. Tonight, to blood. He wanted to destroy the world. Mekeven Shenestakel B'Chanani Mishal V'Azariah. Once he looked at these three great Nevi'im that didn't bow down to the idols, Niskara Daita, he was appeased. Shenemar, it says, V'hu Omeid Ben Hadassim Asher B'Metzula. Even though he's riding on the red horse, which indicated he wanted to turn the world to blood, but then he kind of stopped and settled in, and he was standing amongst the Hadassim. Who are the Hadassim? Ein Hadassim El Tzadikim, the reference to Tzadikim, Shenemar, Omein as Hadassah, referring by He Omein as Hadassah, that Mordechai was raising Hadassah, who was Esther. Esther was her real name. Hadassah is a reference to a Tzadikis or Tzadikim. So, Kadosh Baruch Hu was riding on the red horse, wanted to turn to blood, but then he stayed standing between the Hadassim, referring to the Hanania, Mishael, Vazariah. What was Metzula? Why the Hadassim Metzula? Ein Metzula Ella Bavel. It's a reference to the tzaddikim who lived in Bavel. Shenemar, it says in the Pasha Yeshaya, Ha'omer Letzula Charavi V'Narosayach Ovish. It's a reference, I don't know what the Pasuk means in Yeshaya exactly, but it's a reference to Tzula, the place of depths, which is a reference to Bavel. So miyad, right away, mileim roges. So then he was filled with all this anger, but nasis sukim, it became colorful, not red, some other color. And v'adumim nasu levanim, and all the red horses turned into white horses, indicating that there was a complete slicho mechila. Samar Papa says, Shema, we learn from here, Desusya chivara mal yelechelma. If a person sees in a dream, he sees a white horse, that is a simin tov, like the Gemara in Brachos tells us at the end. So then the Gemara says, Rabbanan lehecha azla. After this whole mice of Hanani, Mishael, Vazaria being saved from the Kivshan Ha'esh, what happened to these great rabbis? So there's a machlokas. So Amar Rav, Rav says, Ba'ayin hara mesu. They died with Ayin hara. People saw, how is it possible a man could live from a furnace of fire? So people started to get jealous. They gave the Ayin hara, not necessarily intentionally, but Ayin hara, people were getting jealous. That caused them to die. They died immediately after being saved. So Shmuel Amar Birok Tavu, they drowned in the spit. The Umos Olam found this so disgraceful, they started to spit on them, and they were drowned. They drowned in all the saliva of Umos Olam. The Marasha says it doesn't mean literally that they, from the spit, from the saliva of the Umos Olam, that they drowned. What it really means is all the bizyonos that Umos Olam treated them from bowing down, that caused them to die from the bizyonos. Then the third opinion as to what happened to Hanani Mishael Vazaria, Rabbi Yochanan says, Amar, Alu le'eretz Yisrael, they made aliyah, v'nasul nashim, they found the women to marry, v'olidu banim ubanos, they ended up having children. And the Gemara says, this machlokis amaroim is in fact the machlokis tanaim kitanai, that Rabbi Eliezer omer ba'ayin haramesu, Rabbi Yeshua omer barok tavu, and Chacham omer alu le'eretz Yisrael, v'nasul nashim, v'olidu banim ubanos, like we just said, the three machlokis amaroim is really found three dayas in the tanaim. Shenemar, as it says in Zechariah, Shemana Yeshua Kohen Agadol. Now listen, Yeshua Kohen Agadol, pay attention. Ata you, v'reachan, your friend, Hayoshin l'fanecha, they're sitting in front of you. Kianche Mofes Hema, they are people of miracles. Eze Hema Nashima, Shenasu Lehem Mofes, who are the great people who perform miracles, or miracles are performed on their behalf. Havi Omer Zeh Hananya, Mishael Vazariah. So they lived, and they made it to Eretz Yisrael, where Yeshua Kohen Gadol was living. Fine, that's the story of Hanani Mishael Vazariah. What about Daniel? What happened to him? Daniel Mlehechan Azza, where did he go after the events of Hanani Mishael Vazariah? He was with them there. He wasn't thrown in the fire, but he was still with them. So what happened to him? So Amar Rav. Rav says, Lemichra Nara Rabba Betivaria. He had to go do some business. He went to Tiveria, and he had to start digging out a river. He was digging a river. That was his next job, next mission. That's according to Rav. And Shmuel Amar, Lasuye Bizra Das Pasta. He was going to bring some type of seeds, a type of grass to feed the animals. Okay, I'm not sure what that really means. That sounds like a strange thing to do after this whole event, but he was going on to do some business. Rabbi Yochan Amar, a third opinion is, Lasuye Chazira D'Alexandria Shel Mitzrayim. He was going to bring some pigs from Mitzrayim, from Alexandria, to bring them, to raise them in Bavel. Okay, also interesting. The Mefarshim asked the question, isn't there an Issa Deraisa to go back to Mitzrayim? How was he allowed to do this? So the different Mefarshim say is, if you're going back to do business, that's permitted. If you're going back to simply to live, that's asur. It's asur to go back and live, but to go do business, that's permitted. The Rambam, we know, lived in Cairo, lived in Mitzrayim, so he is apparently, it's brought down that when he signed his letters, he signed his letter on the bottom that this is me, Moshe ben Maimon, and I'm violating the Isser every day of living here in Mitzrayim. So they learn from there, it's only Usser to live in Mitzrayim, but to return back to do business is permitted. According to the Arayim, the Isser is only if you go back through Eretz Yisrael, back to Mitzrayim. The Pasuk says, don't go lo yelchu bederech the way. So they went from Mitzrayim to Eretz Yisrael, so the Isser is only going backwards from Eretz Yisrael to Mitzrayim. But to go from Bavel or any other country in the world to Mitzrayim, that would actually be permitted according to the Arayim. Many Mefarshim argue and don't understand where the Svar is for that. Anyways, he went back to go get pigs to raise the pigs. Fine, so the Gemara says, Aini, is that really true? Are you allowed to buy pigs from Mitzrayim in order to raise them? Behatan, the Mishnah tells us in Maseches Bechoro, said, Todos harofei amar todos, so the doctor said, that ein para v'chazira yotei me'achzandria shem Mitzrayim she'ein chotchen ha'em shela b'shul shelo teile. There was a klal that had a certain rule that in Mitzrayim they would not sell a cow or a pig without first removing the rechem, so they couldn't raise. They wanted to have the monopoly of pigs and cows in the world. Oh, you want to buy a female cow, a female pig? We're first going to remove the womb. This way you cannot raise them. We have a full monopoly. So how was it possible that Daniel was able to buy pigs and raise them in Bavel? So the Gemara answers, Zutre icy below daitayo. He bought small pigs, and apparently the small pigs are going to be tastier. So most people who buy small pigs are going to buy it to eat. It's a tasty bacon, apparently. So they didn't take out the rechem of a small pig. But Daniel did buy them. He didn't eat them, obviously. And he actually raised them. He raised them in Bavel. What he was doing, raising them in Bavel, I have no idea what he was doing with them. There's actually an Isser we've discussed with Dr. Simai and I in the past about. There's an Isser brought down in Shulchan Aruch, Kuf Chaf Beis, maybe. Yerdei Kuf Chaf Beis, based on Gemara in Psachim, that you're not allowed to do business with Machalos Asuros. It's a special Isser. Machlokas Rashman tells whether it's an Isser deraisa and Isser derabanan, but you can't do Schara with Machalos Asuros. So I'm not sure what exactly he was doing with them, but he was doing something with them.
Al-Pisod.
Could be. But fine. Daya Chachma Bina, that's for you, Tani. Fine. So then the Gemara says, Tani Rabbana, and the Braisa says, Shlosha Hayubosa Eitza. There are three people who were involved in the Eitza about sending Daniel away. Daniel did not want to be present when Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah were thrown into the Eish. So what were the three people? HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Daniel, and Nebuchadnezzar. They were all counseling each other. Now, they point out they can't be all advising each other. There's no way Nebuchadnezzar was talking with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's referring to they all had the same conclusion from different angles. So they didn't talk to each other, but whatever, they all made the same conclusion on their own independently. It was as if they were all consulting with each other. So the Gemara explained to Kadosh Baruch Hu, Amar, Nezel Daniel Mehacha. Hashem said, Daniel shall leave from this place. The Lo Lemre B'Zechusei Is Natsu. They were concerned that if this happened, as Hanani, Mishael, and Azariah were saved from the fire, people are going to attribute it to Daniel's great Zechus, and it wouldn't be their own merit. So in order to avoid that from being the impression, they sent, Kadosh Baruch Hu told or sent Daniel off. Daniel himself thought, Amar, Ezel Mehacha, I'm going to leave here. Why? The low lekayim be that doesn't. It's not fulfilled within me. Psile elo hehem tisfrun be'esh. But apparently, as we'll see shortly, Nebuchadnezzar treated Daniel as an idol, as a god. And if he'd be thrown in there, it's going to fulfill the pasuk of throwing the idols into the fire. He didn't want to be. Did not want to be an idol that's being thrown into the fire. So Daniel thought it was time for him to escape. And Nebuchadnezzar also felt it was right for Daniel to leave. Why? Because Nebuchadnezzar Amar, Yezel Daniel Mehacha, let Daniel leave from here. The low language, so people shouldn't say that Kalya Le'elohe Binura. Because Nebuchadnezzar thought Daniel was a god. So he didn't want to be forced to throw his own god, Daniel, if you will, into the fire. So he told Daniel to escape. So those three, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Daniel, and Nebuchadnezzar, all were in agreement that Daniel should escape before Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah be thrown into the fire. Now, Minayin Desagidlei, how do we know that Nebuchadnezzar had worshipped Daniel as a god? The pasuk says in Daniel, Bedayin Malka, that, and then, Adayin, we switch in Aramaic, the Dalad and Zayin often, Badayin means Uz. Then, the Malka Nebuchadnezzar, Nafal Alanpui, he fell on his face, Ul Daniel Sigid, and he bowed down to Daniel. He treated Daniel as a god. So the Gemara now says further, we're quoting a pasuk in Yeshayahu. We're going to a whole Maisa now, where Nebuchadnezzar threw Nevi'e Sheker into the Kibshan Shalesh. That seemed to be his preferred form of punishment. So the Pasuk says, Ko'amar Hashem Tzakos Elokei Yisrael, so that Yirmiyah sent from Yerushalayim, he sent a message to those people in Bavel. He says, Ko'amar Hashem Tzakos, Hashem says the following, Elokei Yisrael, the God of all Am Yisrael, El Achav ben Kolaya, Vel Tzidkiyah ben Masayu, Nevi'im Lachem Bishmi L'Shaker. These two people who were Nevi'e Sheker, and they said that the pasuk goes on to explain that I'm going to give them in the hands of Nebuchadnezzar, and he's going to take out their eyes. Fine. So that's referring to Yirmiyah's initial presentation. Uksiv, it says the next pasuk, V'lukach mehem klala, it took from them a curse, l'chol galus Yehuda asher b'Bavel, to the entire exile of Yehuda that was in Bavel, lemar to say, Yisimcha Hashem kitzidkiyahu cha'achav asher kolam mech Bavel be'esh. They were cursed because of the fact that they were burnt, that Tzidkiyahu and Echav, these two Nevi'e Sheker, that were burnt from the king of Bavel, from Nebuchadnezzar. So Gemara says, wait a second, Asher Srafim lo Nemar, el Asher Kolam. Why does it not say, it says Asher Kolam is a type of fire, but it should be Asher Srafim, that they were burnt. So what does it mean Asher Kolam? Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Mishum Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, Melamed Sha'asan Kiklayos. They were made like when you take a, how do they say this in English? They roasted them. They roasted them like the peanuts. It says shvalim, which are like barley or wheat and stuff, stalks. Roasted stalks of some sort. Fine. That they were only roasted. They were roasted. They weren't just burnt. Okay. Gemara then says, Ya'an asher asa nivala b'Yisrael v'inafu nishay re'ayem. So why did Nebuchadnezzar decide to burn them? What did he do to Nebuchadnezzar? Because, as the pasuk says, the nivala, the disgusting thing they did within Am Yisrael, and they also did adultery with the women of their friends. What does this mean? My Avid, what exactly did they do? So Azul Lagabe Barte de Nebuchadnezzar. They went to the daughter, the princesses of Nebuchadnezzar, and they said, Achav Amarla, Achav said to her, Ko Amar Shem Yishmi Leil Tzidkiel, listen to Tzidkiel, meaning I heard a nevuah from Hashem that you should sleep with the Tzidkiel. And what happened? Tzidkiel Amar, Ko Amar Shem Yishmi El Achav, pay attention to Achav, Hashem says you should sleep with Achav. So they're both now working with each other to help the other one to sleep with the princess of Nebuchadnezzar. So what happened? Amr Leilavu, she told her father Nebuchadnezzar what these two Nevi'im were telling her to do. So Amr La, he says to his daughter, Elokeim shel Elu Sone Zimu. It doesn't make any sense because their God hates this disgusting thing of Niuf and Zima. Ki also legabe chashadrinu legabai. When they come back to you, please send them my way. So ki also legabe, when they came back to her, shadratinu legabe avua. She's told the two Nevi Sheker, go see my father, he wants to see you. Samarlahu Nebuchadnezzar says to the Nevi Sheker, Man Amarlachun, who told you to do this to my daughter? So Amrili said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we have a Nevuah from Hashem. I asked these two great people, Vamrule, they said to me, Asr, I asked them, I consulted with other Nevi'im, and they said it's Asr to do such a thing. So Amrule, they said to him, Ananami Nevi'u Kivasai, we're also Nevi'im, you don't need to ask him, we have our own merit. So Lididu lo Amrlu, Lididan Amrlan. HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't tell him, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us, so don't worry what he says, this is all permitted. So Amrlu, so Nebuchadnezzar says to these great Nevi'i Sheker, okay, let's see, put your money where your mouth is. Ana ba'ina devdekinu, kiecha devdekinu. I want to check you like I check them. The Chananim Mishal Vazar, I tested them by throwing them into the fire. They weren't singed at all. I'm going to do the same thing with you. But they got very scared now because, of course, they were Nevi'i Sheker. So Amrilei, the Nevi'i Sheker says to Nebuchadnezzar, Inu netalasa havu, anan train. We're three, they're two. We're two, they're three. Three people are greater than two. They have an extra koach that we didn't have. The numbers, we can't be protected from the fire. So Nebuchadnezzar was a smart guy. He said, Amr Lo, okay, Baruch Luchun Ban Debaisa Badaichu. You could pick any person you want from Am Yisrael. He could be your third. Pick the greatest tzaddik, and that's your three. So Amr, they had a whole decision. They decided, okay, we're going to choose Yeshua Kohen Gadol. There's no one who's as great as Yeshua, the greatest Zechuyos, and he's going to protect us. So they went down, they brought Yeshua from Eretz Yisrael, they brought him to Bavel, where this event was taking place. They threw them all into the fire. Inu iklu, they, Achav Tzidkiyahu, got burnt. And Yeshua Kohen Gadol, Achrichu Manai, his clothing got singed, but his body wasn't touched. Shinamar, it says, Vayareini es Yeshua Kohen Gadol, Omer Lefnei Malach Hashem, you're standing there. And what's going on, right? And it says further, V'ksiv Ayom Hashem El Satan, Yigar Hashem Becha. The Satan wanted to do something to Yeshua. And the end of the pasuk says, Halo Ze'ud Mutal Eish. It's a reference to some fire that affected him a little bit, to Yeshua Kohen Gadol. So even though he wasn't affected, his clothing was burnt a little bit. So Amrilei, so Nebuchadnezzar wanted to challenge Yeshua Kohen Gadol, understand what took place. Yeshua walks out of the fire, he's completely fine. So he says, Yadana de tzadikat. It's clear to me that Yeshua Kohen Gadol, that you're a tremendous tzaddik. But tell me one thing. El mai taima ahanya becha pursa nura. Why did the fire affect you a little bit in that your clothing got burnt? But Hananiah, Mishav, Azariah, lo ahne behukla. But nothing happened to them at all, not even to their clothing. So Amrilei, Yeshua says back to Nebuchadnezzar, Inu tlasa havanecha. There were three. I was one. So Amrlei Nebuchadnezzar that says to Yeshua further. V'ha Avram yachid hava, but Avram was also yachid, and nothing happened to him, not even to his clothing. Hasam lo hava rishon b'hadei, but he was by himself. There were no rishon bringing him down. I had two rishon who were bringing me down. V'lo yisayv yishusha lenura. With respect to Avram, the fire didn't have the ability to affect anyone there. But hacha here, have Risham Bahadei, I had two Risham with me. So once the fire was given permission to affect those two Risham, it's Yav Rishusa Lenura to kill them. So then it affected my clothing a little bit. The Hainu Dami Inche, that's what people say. Tre Ude Yavisha Vachad Retiva. If there are two dry pieces of wood and there's one moist wood, even the wet wood, which normally doesn't catch fire, is going to be burnt a little bit because the two dry fires, the two Risham in this case, are going to cause the fire to fuel. But Okten Yabesha Leritva, because the Yavesha, the dry wood, is going to cause even the wet wood to catch fire a little bit. Now, Gemara says, in the end of the day, what was the real reason? My time Ionish. Why was Yeshua Kohen Gadol? Why was he punished? Why did his clothing, in fact, get burnt? It doesn't happen unless you deserve it. So why was his clothing burnt? So Amar Rapap explains, because Shayu Banav Nosin Nashim Sheinen Hagunas Lakuna. He had children who were marrying women who were not fit for people of their status, of their yichus. V'lo Micha Behem, and Yeshua Kohen Gadol didn't protest his son for marrying these ladies. Shenamar, it says in Zechariah, V'Yoshua Haya Lavush Begadim Tzohim. He was wearing dirty clothing, disgusting clothing. V'chidarcha Shayu Yeshua Lilbosh Begadim Tzohim. Was it the derech of Yeshua Kohen Gadol to wear dirty clothing? Ela Melamed Shayu Banav Nosim Nashim Sheinen Hagunas Lakuna. It's a reference to his children who were marrying women who were not fitting for them, and Velo Micha Behem didn't protest them. That's why it was Kilu he's wearing Begadim Tzohim, disgusting clothing. Gemara now says, "Vayter Amar Rabtanchan." The last couple lines here, Rabtanchan says, "Darish bar kapara b'tzipori." He was once darshaning in the city of Tzipori. Ma'idich said, "What does the pasuk mean in Rus when it says?" By the way, it's talking about Rus because Zechanan and Mishael v'Azariah were descendants of Rus, so we're going to darshan some psukim about Rus. So the pasuk says in Rus, "Sheish haseorim ha'ela nasin li." So when Rus was telling. Who's she telling again?
Nami.
Now I can tell Nami, right? Chamoseich. Yes, Chamoseich. So the Patek says, she was saying that Boaz was very nice. He gave me six pieces of barley. So what was the great thing? My Sheish Hasorum. What does it mean, six Saorum? Six pieces of barley. Ilema, if it means Sheish Saorum Mamish, Ramamish, six barley, you know, kernels, which is tiny. V'chidarachel Sheboaz Litain Matana Sheish Saorum. Who gives a present of six tiny barley beans? That's not the case. So it must be then, Ella Sheish Sin, it must be six large volumes of some barley. That's what he was giving. So is it a way of a woman to take six huge bags of barley? That's too much. So what does it mean? Ella remez ramazla. He was giving her, he actually did give her six kernels. That's all, six tiny kernels. But that wasn't the matana for her to eat. He was actually giving her a hint. Sha'asidin shisha banim lates mimena. There are going to be great, six great people that are coming from her, her descendants. Shemes barachin b'sheish sheish brachas. So each of these six great descendants are going to have six brachas, each of them. Ve'ilhenhi, these are the six descendants: David, Mashiach, Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, Vazariah. These are the six great descendants that come from Rus. So David, where do we see that David has six brachas? It says by in the context of David. Vayan echad mehanarim, one of the young boys said in front of Shaul, Vayomer hine raisi ben li Yishai beis halachmi. I found a son of Yishai. Yodea Nagin, he knows how to play music. The Gibur Chayil, he's very strong. The Ish Mecham, he could fight wars. And Nivon Davar, he understands things. Ish Tawar, he's very, very handsome. Vashem Ima, Hashem is with him all the time. So Amr of Yehuda, Amr Rav, Kol Pasuk Hazel Lo Amru Doeg. Doeg is one who reported back. He's the Echad Menorim. He only said this Ella B'Lashon Hara. He wasn't saying this really to praise David. He was saying this as Lashon Hara because he's trying to get Shaul to be jealous. Yodea Nagin, he knows, he knew music. She Yodea Lishal, he knew what it meant here. He knew how to ask questions properly. It wasn't referring to music, it's referring to asking questions. And we find many places where Torah is compared to Rina, it's compared to Shira, Torah is compared to music. Gibor Chayal means she Yodea Lahashim, he knows how to respond to Shilas. Ish Mechama means she Yodea Lisa Vlitain Milmecham Tashal Torah, he knows how to go back and forth in the pilpul of Torah. And what it means in Nivon Davar, Shemavin Davar Mitoch Davar, he could extrapolate, he could extract certain things from concepts, he could get down to the Nekudas HaMachlokas. Ish Tawar, he's very handsome, means Shemara Panim Halacha, he brings proofs for what he says. He doesn't just say things, he has text proofs and logic to prove his point. Vashem Imo, and Hashem's with him, means Hashem Halacha, Kemosa B'chol Makom, we always paskin like David HaMelech. So those are the great features of David HaMelech. Now, Bakulu, all these Amar Lahu, Yonasan Bani Kamosu, all these things, Doeg said to Shaul, and when Doeg said it, Shaul says to him, my son Yehonasan also has all these traits. But came in Amar Le, once Doeg said, but he's a Hashem Imo, Hashem's with him, that we always pass him like David HaMelech, Milsa Dibidide Nami Lohavibe, that's something that Shaul himself didn't have, Chal Zaita Veikanibe. Shaul was not able to ever get a Libu de Hilchasa, no one ever passed him like Shaul, so then he got very jealous. And he was disheartened. Fine. Then the Gemara says, The Bishal, it's written, Ksiv, it's written about Shaul. Ubechol Asher Yifna Yarshu. Everything I try, Yarshu, not that he was in Russia, but there was always against him. They always went against whatever his psak was. He was always wrong on his psak halacha. Some people are very big talmid chachamim, but just can't get what the Aliba de Hilchsa. We know Yehuda, the Shevet Yehuda, had this trouble. That we read in Tosa Bracha, the different psukim brachas about Yehuda. Initially, his bones are moving in the Aron, and Moshe said, please have him stop, because he caused Reuven to be mode. And then he wasn't allowed into the base Medrash Shalmala, and said, let him to the base Medrash Shalmala. But then he couldn't understand what they were saying. So then it says, let him understand what they're saying, but he couldn't get the Psak Halacha. And finally, the last goal was, finally let the get Aliba the Hilchas, let him give a Psak Halacha correct. And finally, he was Zocha to that as well. But we see, just because a person could learn, doesn't necessarily mean he could get the Halacha to be correct. Fine. The Gemara now says, Uba David, Ksiv, it's written by David, Uba Chol Asher Yifne, Yetzliach, any approach he took, he was always Yatzliach, he was always had Hatzlacha, Hashem Ima, we always paskin like David HaMelech. The Gemara now says, Minalan, how do we know did Doeg Hava, how do we know that was Doeg, was the Echad HaNa'arim, the one reporting back to Shaul about David? Ksiv, because it's written, Hacha, it's written here, Vayan Echad MeHaNa'arim, HaMeyucha SheBenarim, the greatest among the boys working for Shaul. Uksiv Hasman, it's written elsewhere with respect to Doeg directly, Visham Ish Me'avde, one of the men of my servants of Shaul, Bayomahu Netzar Lefne Hashem, gathered in front of Hashem, Ushma, what's his name? Doeg Ha'adomi Abi Haroim, the strongest among the shepherds, Asher L'Shal. So we see this great description of Doeg, so he must be that Meyuchad HaMenarim who reported about David HaMelech. That's all about David. Next one of the descendants that we listed by Rus is Mashiach. Mashiach, what are the six brachas? Mashiach Tichsiva V'nacha Lav Ruach Hashem. Ruach Hashem is going to rest upon Mashiach. Ruach Chachma Uvina, Ruach Eitz Gvura, Ruach Das V'yars Hashem. All these great qualities are said about Mashiach. So Ksiv, it's written further, there's another one that seems to be a seventh bracha, V'haricha B'yiras Hashem. He's going to smell literally in the Yiras Hashem. What does that mean? Amar Rabbi Alexandria Milamed Shetinu Mitzos V'yisurin K'rechaim. Doesn't mean to smell, really means like a rechaim, like a mill, a grinder. That Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to place upon Mashiach a tremendous amount of mitzos and tremendous amount of yisurim, which is viewed as something positive, like rechaim, like the heaviness of a mill as it grinds wheat, let's say. That's the understanding of this pasuk. Rava says very differently. Rava says the pasuk of Haricho B'yiras Hashem means Amar Demorech V'don. He could actually smell, and based on smell, he could judge who is correct in the Din Torah, or whether something's pater or chayv. We have the sugyas in Nida, where one of the Amoraim was able to smell a Dam Nida, and tell whether it was Dam Nida, or Dam Zava, or Dam something else, that ability. So that's a characteristic trait that Mashiach had. He could smell whether something is chayv or mutter. How do we know that's the ability? Because the pasuk says, V'aricha, as we said above, V'aricha B'yiras Hashem. V'lo l'maril einav yishba, not based on what he saw, he's going to judge. V'shefet b'tzadek dalim v'ochiach b'mishur l'an ve'aretz. He's going to have a shefet tzadek, he's going to have a true judgment, all based on smell, not based on what he saw. Now one time, Bar Kozeva, who was a melech in a certain city, Tartan Shinin Pag, he was a king for 2.5 years. And he was right after the Malchus of Ahordus. Amar l'hul rabban, he says to the rabbis, Ana Mashiach, by the way, I'm Mashiach. Amulei said to him, okay, let's test it out. Mashiach, if it's written Demorach Vadayin, he's able to smell out the Din Torah. Nechsanan Imarech Vadan. Let's see how your nose is. So came in the Chaziu Dilo Marach Vadan. Once they saw that he wasn't able to have a proper judgment based on smell, Kalu, they killed him. Daniel, and that's all, that's Mashiach. Now we're moving on to Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, Vazariah, the last four descendants of Rus, who had the six brachas said about them. So the Gemara says, "Dichsib behu." It says about them, "Asher ein behem kol mum." There's no mum. The tuvei mara, they're very handsome. Umaskilim bechol chachma, they understand. Ve'yodei das, mevina ma'ad. They know das. They have bina. Asher koch behem lamor behechal melech lulamdam sefer lishon kazdim. They could stand in front of the king, and they could teach them from sefer and the language of the kazdim. So this is the description. The six descriptions about these four individuals. So my, what does it mean? Asher ein behem kol mum. There is no mum. Amar Rabbi Chama, Rabbi Chanina, afilu kirivda de kusilas alo havibi. Not even a scratch one gets from getting a hakazas dam, from getting blood drawn. Even that they didn't have. That's how pure they were. My, what does it mean? Asher koach behem laamod behecha hamelch. That they're able to stand in front of the king. What's the who wouldn't? What's the great quality in that? So they explain, Amar Rabbi Chama, Rabbi Chanina, Melamed Shahayu Onsen Atman. They would force themselves, Melaschok, from any of the careful from any inappropriate laughter in front of the king, umenasicha b'tehila from any type of needless speech, umenasheda from sleeping, umamidin al atzman b'shash and itzrachim in the cave, when they have to go to the bathroom, they'd hold it in as well. B'pnei emes malchus, the tremendous emes malchus that they had, they're able to hold back and have self control and all these different things of again not laughing, not speaking sicha b'tehila, not going to the bathroom until they have the chance to. Now, of course, it's going to be a violation of an issur. You can't bow the shaksu. If a person needs to go to the bathroom, you have to stop. You need to take off your tefillin. You have to stop davening. It's how they're able to stand and violate the isser of holding in when needing to go to the bathroom. So the Mefarshim point out, it must be because of pikuach nefesh, you could violate any isser other than the big three, you could hold back. So this was the pikuach nefesh. Apparently, if they left the presence of the king, they would be killed. So that's why they had to do that. And that was a tremendous self-control that they had on their bodily fluids. Fine. The Gemara says, Vaitir Navaihiva Hem, and it was to them, Bibnei Yehuda, Daniel, Hanani, Mishael, Azariah, that they came from Yehuda, going back to Rus, all from the line of David, Melch, and Yehuda. So Amar Rabbi Elazar, Kulan, Bibnei Yehuda, Hem, they all came from Shevet Yehuda. But Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachmani argued and says, Amar, no, Daniel, Mibnei Yehuda, only Daniel was, he says, Vaihiva Hem, from among them was Yehuda, Daniel, comma, Daniel was from Yehuda. But Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah were Shar Shvatim. They were from other Shvatim, which ones were not told, but they were not, according to Rabbi Shmuel, they were not from Shevet Yehuda. So then the Gemara quotes another pasuk regarding Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael. The pasuk says in Yeshayahu the following: Umibanecha asher yetzu mimcha, the children that come from you, asher tolid yikachu vayu sarisim behecha melech bavel. They're going to be sarisim. They're going to be officers in the palace in Bavel. So my sarisim, what does it mean sarisim? Rav Amar, sarisim mamish, mamish sarisim, literally that they were not able to have children. That these four individuals couldn't have children. Daniel, Hanani, Mishael, Vazari, that's what sarisim means. But Rabbi Hanina Amar, no, they were not sarisim in that sense. What it means is shenistarsa avodah zara b'imam, that they cut off avodah zara. They were capable of having children. But sarisim meant that they caused avodah zara to be saris, to cut off the avodah zara. The Gemara says, Bishma, I understand, Laman Damar, the one who holds, Shinistarsa, Vodazara, Abiyamayim, that they cut off Avodazara in their days. Hainu Dichsid, that's what the Pasuk says. Later on, that they threw them, that when they're thrown into the fire, so, the Chavel lo Isa Bahen, the Pasuk says, there was no blemish in them. But Ella, if you say, Laman Damar, Sarisa Mamish, they were Mamish Sarisa, that they couldn't have children, my chavel lo isim behen. What does it mean? There's no blemish. They were saris. They weren't able to have children. That's a chaval. That's a chavala. So it must be that they were able to have children, and that's why it says chavel lo isim behen. There is no damage on them at all. So Gemara says no. When he was saying chavel lo isim behen, that there's no chavala, there's no cut or damage to them. That's referring to chabla denura in regards to the fire didn't cause any damage to them, but they had other damages. They weren't able to have children. So there is no raya from that pasuk. Doesn't the pasuk say v'reach nor lo adas behon? The pasuk says that the fire didn't affect them at all. So, so why does the pasuk also have to say v'chavol lo isa behon? That's repetitive. Once it says the fire didn't affect them, so why does it repeat again v'chavol lo isa behon? So Gemara answers lo chabla v'lo reicha. Means the fire didn't affect them, nor did the smoke affect them. You know, many times, unfortunately, when someone dies in a fire, oftentimes it's from the inhaling the smoke, even before the fire gets to the body. So the fire didn't affect them, nor did the smoke affect them. So Bishma, this makes sense. The man damer shinistar avodah zara b'yameihem. Haydi l'chsev, that if they say they cut off avodah zara in their days, that's what the pasuk means. Ki chom Hashem l'sarisim, asher yishmu es shabsosai, that they kept the Shabbos. That makes sense, that they kept the halachas. Elman Damar Sarisim Mamish Mishai Kra Bagnusit Sadiki. So you call them Sarisim, that's a praise, that they're Sarisim, that they cut off Avodah Zarah. But if you're saying Sarisim meant that they were not able to have children, so why would a Kadosh Baruch, why are they being praised for not being able to have children? That's not a praise, of course. So why are they called Sarisim? So Gemara answers you right. Hava 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 Bahu. They're both true. They're Sarisim both in the fact that they couldn't have children, but they're also Sarisim in the fact that they cut off Avodah Zarah. So in this context where we're praising them for being Sarisim, that's referring to praising them for cutting off Avodah Zarah. But Einach Nami, they are also not; they were not able to have children either. Let's go a few more lines here. Bishma, this all makes sense. L'man Damar, the one that says Sarisim Mamish, that Haynu Dechseva Bevesi Bechomasi Yad B'Shem Tov Mibanim Abanos. That Kadosh Baruch Hu said to them, "I'm going to give you a house and walls, and they're greater than having sons and daughters, because since they were not able to have sons and daughters, so I'm going to give you other things. You're going to be part of the base of Mikdash and the Azara and fine." But Elaman Damar Shinistarsa Vodazara be a ma'am, that when they were Sarisim meant that they cut off a Vodazara, but they were able to have children, my tov banim banos. What do they mean that the Beis HaMikdash is greater than sons and daughters? They were able to have sons and daughters. So Gemara says, Amar of Nachman bar Yitzchak mibanim. Sound like again that giving the Beis HaMikdash was an appeasement for not having children. So what he responds back here is, mibanim shahayu lehem kfar umesi. They already had children, but they already died. So now that as they were mourning the loss of their children, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was comforting them with the Beis uvichomasi, referring to the Beis HaMikdash. Gemara says, my shame olam etin lo ashali kares. When it describes the continuation of the pasuk, I'm going to give him a great name. Now the pasuk was referring to all four of them, Daniel, Hanani, Mishael, Azariah. So why does it say I'm going to give etin lo? I'm going to only give him. It should be etin lahem. I'm going to give all of them a shame to shame olam. So Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Tanachum Darish Bar Kapara Bitzibara Ze Sefer Daniel Shenikra Al Shema. It's referring to only Daniel was Zoche to have a Sefer written after him, so only he had this Shem Olam as opposed to the three Nevi'im. Gemara now says, Michti, let's understand this for a moment. Kol Mili De Ezra, all the words of Ezra, most of the words was actually Nehemiah ben Chachalia Marinu. It's really mostly said by Nehemiah. So Nehemiah ben Chaliah, my time alo ikri sifri al shmei. So why is it rather the sefer called Ezra? The sefer should really be called Nehemiah. Nehemiah said most of the statements found in sefer Ezra. Why isn't it called Nehemiah? So the Gemara responds, Amar Rabbi Yirmiya bar Abba mipnei shehichzik tovu la'atzmo shenemar zochri li elokai l'tovu. Because he was giving himself credit for the great things that were happening. He says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please remember my name for all the wonderful things that I did. So therefore he was penalized and the name of the sefer wasn't after him. So Gemara says, what's so bad about that? David Nami Meimamer. David also said this. Zachreni Hashem Beratzon Amcha Bekteini Yeshua Secha. Kadosh Baruch Hu, please remember me. So why was Nehemiah penalized? David wasn't penalized. Now, there is no sefer called after David, so I'm not sure exactly what the question is. Maybe we find no punishment for David regarding this statement. So what's the difference between David and Nehemiah? So the Gemara answers, David rachamehu dekabai. David wasn't saying that I deserve to be remembered. He was asking, he was davening to Hashem to remember him. Nehemiah was claiming that he deserved to be remembered, and that's the difference. Rav Yosef, Amar Rav Yosef says a different reason as to why Nehemiah was punished and the Sefer was not named after him. Rav Yosef says, Mipnesha Siper Begnusan Shavishon. He spoke badly about the previous generation. Shinemar, it says in Nehemiah, HaPachos HaRishonim, the earlier ones were Pachos. The earlier ministers were much less than me. Asher Lefanai, Hichbidu Al Ha'am, they were placed a very heavy weight on the nation. Vayichu Mehem Belechem Vayayin, they took bread and wine. Vachar Ketzav Shkal Marbam, they were looking, seeking after money and stuff. And they were not very good people, and because of that, he was punished. V'yaf al Daniel gadol mimenu siper. He even spoke about Daniel, who was greater than him. He shouldn't have spoken about. Okay, let's go a little further, if you guys are okay with that. Yeah. We're going to go, let's dip into a little bit, to the next, it goes quickly to the next Amid a little bit. Gemara says, minolan de gadol mimenu. How do we know that Daniel was greater than Nehemiah? So the Gemara explains, the Chassid, it says in Sefer Daniel, V'arisi ani Daniel levadi es amara, only I, Daniel, myself, only I saw this vision. It's also Gemara in Megillah. V'hanashim asher hayu imi lo ro es amara, and then the people who were with me didn't see the vision I saw. Aval charad gedola nafla alem v'ayivrchu b'chavei. But they did feel some trembling, some fear they sensed, and they hid. So what's going on here? Hanashim asher hayu imi lo ro es amara. The people who were with me didn't see the vision. Ma ninne, who were the people who were with me? Anashim maninu. Anashim amar Rabbi Yirmiya vitei. Others say Rabbi Chiya bar Abba. Ze Chagai Zecharia Malachi. These Nevi'im who were with Daniel did not see the vision that Daniel saw. So the Gemara says, Inu. Should we read this part? It goes quickly. Inu adifa minayu v'iu adifa minayu. They, those three Nevi'im, Chagai, Zecharia, Malachi, are greater than Daniel. But iu Daniel is adifa minayu. But Daniel is also greater than these Nevi'im. How so? Inu adifa minei, Chagai, Zechariah, Malachi are greater than Daniel in that Inu Naviyah, they were Nevi'im, Viu lo Navi, but Daniel was not a Navi. People think Daniel was a Navi, Daniel was not a Navi. Those three were Nevi'im. So that's how they were greater than Daniel. But Viu adif minayu, but Daniel was greater than those three Nevi'im in that Di'iu Chaza, that he saw this vision, this Maragado, but Inu lo Chaza, but the Nevi'im didn't see that particular vision. That's how Daniel was greater than them. So the Gemara asks, V'chim achad lo chazu, if the three Nevi'im didn't see the vision, so my time ibais, why did they get scared? Why does the Pasuk say there's a charada gadola? The Gemara says, Af agav de inu lo chazu, even though the three Nevi'im didn't see the vision, midai mazlayu chazir. But their mazalos in the Shemayim sensed something scary. So Amar Ravina, Ravina says from this, Shema, we learn from all this, Haiman Dimavis, person who's scared, Avagav di lo chazi mazli, lo chazi mazi chazi. Person suddenly is overcome with some type of fear, but doesn't know what he's scared of, so it means he doesn't see it, but his mazal, somehow a malch above, senses something, so there's something to that fear. So my tekante, what's the fix? How do you get avoid this? So Gemara says, Linshof biduchtai arba garmde, you should leave four amos from your place, where inami likrei kriyashma or say shema, vikai b'makum hatenufos, if you're in a place that's dirty that you can't say shema, le mahachi, say the following, easy debate tavka shmeina mina. The goat is much fatter than I am, go after him and leave me alone. Okay, we'll stop here.